Good evening. And I sense there's some excitement this evening because it's Friday, and we're going to be the opening 45 minutes, I guess, is on the very familiar personality of Old Testament scripture, Ahithophel. So, I got two thumbs up from the back so I know there's that, and even from the second row. But a few people will sort of, as folks just sort of wander in, and as we begin, let's ask the Lord to help all of us this evening as we look to his word. Father, we thank you again for this week. Father, we thank you for your word. In it, Father, we find wisdom, Father. In it, you reveal your purposes and plans, and we know something about your character, and we learn, of course, something of your great love for us, Father. And Father, that you should have this, we should enjoy these, your revelation, and that you would give your Spirit to us to illuminate or draw light onto this truth. We thank you for it, Lord. Where would we be without these resources, Father? And we thank you for it. We thank you for the week here and the saints and their desire many tonight and throughout the week to just be under the sound of the word. Would you just bless them for it? We thank you for your servants, Father, as well, who've come and taken the time out of their schedule. And Lord, would you just bless them as well for their effort in serving you. Lord, bless us this evening, each of the aspects of the word of God as it is opened. Give enablement to us, those who will open the word, and to those of us who will sit under your under the word. Lord, at the end of the day, Lord, we don't want to be people just puffed up with knowledge, Father. We want to be people who are affected by the word and are resembling the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives as a result of being in this book. And may that be the result, we ask. And we pray these things and ask for your help tonight. And we pray these things in our Savior's name. Amen. I told some people that I was going to spend my 45 minutes correcting everybody's Old Testament pronunciation. Absalom. Absalom. That's what my dad said. I don't know. Jamie told me that sounds more Hebrew, you know, if I say Absalom. But I can't actually. Somebody will come up to me and start correcting me if I keep on going like this. So tonight, in this series of looking at various companions of King David, we're looking at a character that I knew very little about, Ahithophel. And somebody can correct me again in terms of how I pronounced Ahithophel. Mark probably later on. Deal. Take me aside. Ahithophel. So my other joke about it is I was just going to do questions and answers. I was going to ask questions and you were going to have to find the answers to the characters like Ahithophel. But we'll leave it at that. We will not do either of those. Spend our time doing that. But 2 Samuel chapters 15 to 18 provide the backdrop for the story of one of David's enemies, one of the people who were his confidants, but betrayed him so